you feeling good?
Yeah.
Do you feel good?
I feel real good.
Do you feel real good?
Yes. I feel so weird by this conversation.
Why?
You got up and made early coffee. You got up early and made coffee
again.
I did not, obviously.
Oh, I made good coffee this morning. Can I just say, crappy fake gas station cappuccino is amazing.
It's the best. And it,
How is that?
It's my favorite.
Because it's really watery and gross, to be honest. But,
no, it's awesome.
But it tastes like fake vanilla.
And I'm okay with that.
It's awesome.
Every single time my husband goes to the gas station to like get like a candy or something, he knows that I just want a nasty fake cappuccino from the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, absolutely incredible.
But the thing
is, gonna say that.
I also like real, like, good coffee, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just black coffee.
I'm not a coffee snob. But, I mean, this is, like, the terrible, like, you start pressing the button, it's like... And it's, like, spitting junk. And you're like, dude, I don't even care. It's going to taste so good.
Yeah.
So, I made this at the house. But it's, like,
so it doesn't...
my machine that makes fake awesome...
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know that it's, like, at least clean... Or as clean as you left it last time.
Yeah, exactly. I was telling Chrissy last night I couldn't wait to wake up so I could make myself a cappuccino, and she immediately reminded me, this is definitely not a cappuccino. There's no cappuccino in this.
See, gas stations have thrown people off like crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, would you like a Mexican latte cappuccino?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't exist.
No.
But then people walk into the Bucks.
Good.
People walk into the Bucks like, yeah, can I get a cappuccino? And... person like me behind the counter once upon a time was like, you don't want a cappuccino.
Right.
And I'm not going to...
You really, really don't want one.
I'm not going to waste time with that.
On the flip side, they've confused people because they call things macchiatos, and those aren't real
macchiatos.
Those aren't
macchiatos, right.
Because if you order one of those here at Sopo, you'll get a real caramel macchiato.
It's like this big.
Yeah.
It's like, it belongs in like a short cup.
Yeah. It's like the size of my NyQuil cap.
Isn't a macchiato just foam with like a dollop or like no? It's a shot with a dollop of foam, right?
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, a dollop.
So,
you like that word? Dollop.
A dollop.
I don't like that word.
Good
but
job. Good job.
It's doing my civic duty.
Hey, if you missed that lesson, you have to go check out our podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings, and it's going to be a good morning. We got Clay from the Aspen Project. Allegedly.
Yeah, hopefully.
I mean, let's be honest. Wait, he's been here every week for like years, and then
he doesn't
show up
one time.
Show
we're
up.
Like, yeah, okay, guess we're not coming in.
I don't know if I can trust that guy. One time he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, he will be here this morning. And how was your remote?
It was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had like...
I saw your photo on Instagram,
yeah.
Like up in the air, excited.
Yeah, so last week we had like a consistent line of people, just, you know, one right after the other. This time, like, we had a few moments where like, there's nobody here, but people, like, when they came in like groups of five.
That's awesome.
So it's like cars would just like park. I'm like, I think we're about to get ambushed, or they all want stickers. I don't know.
Dude, see, that's good.
So
it was the most successful one we've ever had for Sticker Stop.
Definitely.
Which goes to show that you and Celeste should do them all.
No.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you two are the most popular.
I don't know.
And so I'm thinking that's the way it's got to be.
I'm pretty sure I was afraid of my life or afraid for my life a few times.
Well, you were in the oldest, scariest mall parking lot in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
How many people asked for your phone number?
One.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Somebody asked for your phone number?
Yeah, it was...
I was being funny.
No, people totally did.
How'd that go?
Awkward. they're like, hey, what are you... Because they didn't know, like...
Who you were.
Who we were. They're
what
like,
you were doing?
Like, what's static?
What a legit check it.
Yeah, and then we're just like, 88.3, it's on the flags.
It says those huge numbers.
Yeah, And so they're like, what's for free? We're like, we have a sticker for you, because I wasn't going to tell them that we had music.
Right.
And then we ended up telling them that we had music. But
did they roll in the parking lot?
No.
They were yelling from their car?
And I was like looking down at my phone, like doing my best to ignore them.
Right.
And because they weren't like...
Because that's Christ-like.
They weren't like... I felt awkward because I knew what they were doing.
Right.
And then they said, "Can I have your digits?" And I was like, "Is this an SNL skit? Like, really?" And I looked up and I was like, "No." And I just looked back down at my phone.
Wow.
I did not know how to be nice for that.
Static.
Is it? Thank God it's a Thursday.
Thank God it's Thursday.
TGIT.
Well, hello, Mitch and Steve-O.
Hey there.
Hello.
Stop by the sticker stop yesterday.
Yeah?
Little one.
Hi there.
You were at the sticker
stop? Thank you for steering my scooter.
No problem.
It was a blast. And Steve-O, you missed such a great time. The redhead was so nice.
Oh, I did miss a great time because I got to go to my mom's wedding.
How was that?
It was beautiful.
Tell her I said congratulations.
However, I will say this. I'm not going to say the name of the place, but it rhymes with Say It With Cake.
Okay.
It's the name of a cake shop that did her wedding cake. And it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
Can I just say that?
Yes, you can, and I appreciate your honesty. I just wanted to say, Mitch, I really had a fun time finally meeting you, and my friend has stickers on his books.
Oh,
thank
very
you.
Good. Nope.
Nice.
No problem.
I love you guys.
Love you, too.
We love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, little one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my mom's wedding yesterday.
Yeah.
She orders a cake for 35 people. This will feed 35 people. We're like, word.
Dude, I could have just made that.
Right? So my mom gets said cake for her wedding day. My mom, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
she's getting up there. This is definitely her last wedding.
Yeah.
as it should be.
Yes.
So I get to the house. And all I can hear is the very upset mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who rocked $150.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For this cake for her wedding day. And it was a piece of poop.
Oh, gross.
It was awful. First of all, they said it would feed 35 people. Maybe if they were Oompa Loompas, we took photos of it, of course, because there's going to be some
short
complaints.
And big, and they work in a chocolate factory. I'm pretty sure that's a big cake.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, my bad. My children, then? 35
yeah,
children,
35
maybe?
Small children.
Small children with tiny mouths.
Yeah.
What happened is we get the cake out, and there's a bottled water sitting on the counter, and the bottled water was taller than the little cake.
No
way. I kid
way.
You not. To give you an idea of how small this cake was. And we're like, how's this going to feed 35 people? $150 later.
Oh, and she paid for it and took that out of the store.
Yeah, and so then of course, she immediately called. And, you know, they gave her the runaround. The manager isn't here. Oh, I don't know what you want us to do about it. It's too late.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they were very rude. And so, yeah, super rude. It was lame. The fondant, is that what it's called?
Fondant? Yeah.
Whatever. All the little cake stuff.
Yeah.
Was cracked.
Hey, you watch Cake Boss.
It was falling apart. There were broken leaves. There was supposed to be a flower on top. There was nothing. There's a stupid little button thingy. So we had to pull that off. My sister had to go get a flower and, like, we had to redecorate her wedding cake.
And did you have to get like a whole other cake and put it under?
I wish. So we took pictures of it and said, this is what your stupid cake looks like. And here's what we did after 5 minutes trying to fix it. You know, $150.
That's dumb.
Ridiculous. So, like I said, I'm trashing the cake, not the business. So I don't want to say the name of it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How stressful. That's like the last thing anyone wants to deal with.
Say it with cake. Say it with cake. Rhymes with say it with cake.
Rhymes with.
Or say it with bake. Maybe it rhymes with say it with bake. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's not called say it with cake.
Okay.
But it may be called say it with cake.
Well, you were eating
I was
cake.
Angry, dude. It's my mom's wedding day.
Yeah. Why are people trying to mess that up?
Oh, they did. They did. And then it's like, dude, you're talking to a bride on her wedding day. Maybe you should at least be kind of in some way, shape, or form and not a complete jerk face.
I know that on my wedding day, I was pretty mindless. Like, I had given up by that time where I was like, if anything goes wrong, someone else figure it out.
Right.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
So.
Right?
I didn't care about anything. We had, I forgot the chips and salsa bowls at my house.
No,
and
no,
so, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Like, I didn't have a thousand other things happening.
Yeah.
And so, I literally, the people were like, there's no chips and salsa bowls. I was like, go get some.
Yeah. Wedding day.
Yeah.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, dude, you know what you should do, Steve-O?
Huh?
You should get, like, your family, and you guys should make, like, about 10 cakes, and then you guys should set up a little booth in front of that store and sell your cakes.
There you go.
I was shocked how expensive it was, first of all, but then how crappy it was. Like,
that's so weird.
I know, man. It was just falling apart. It was lopsided. It was a heart. And you could clearly see, like, if you put a marble on the top of that cake, oh, it would roll off one way. It was awful.
You should get, like, your money back or a free cake. Or
yeah.
For real.
Definitely work on getting that money back.
Well, what are we going to do? It's like, my mom already got married. Like, I don't need another cake.
Did you eat the cake?
Hey, man, sorry. We'll hook you up for your next wedding. Next wedding, we're all married, bro. What are you trying to say?
Get the money back and give it back to her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that sucks, man. But say it with cake and set up a booth.
Yeah.
Right.
Later.
All right, later.
No, you know what you can do? This, so say it was fake.
Say it with fake.
There it is.
Yeah. Later.
Wait, steak?
Fake. F-A-K-E.
Oh.
I love the pool boy.
Say it was steak.
Say it was steak? What does that even mean?
Steak is good.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got that. But they're saying it was fake because they said they were a real cake shop, but obviously they're not.
Obviously.
They're fake.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you get what he's saying?
Say it with make. This is a dangerous game. This is a dangerous game. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to say.
Static.
Hey, I don't want to be the other side of this, but that same said company made my wedding cake too. And
it was amazing.
They actually did a pretty darn good job on it.
Nice. That's awesome.
This was like almost 3 years ago. So
oh, cool.
Maybe they changed bakers or something.
Maybe.
Something.
Yeah.
Because it didn't. All right.
Sorry you had a bad experience with them, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
It happened.
Whatever.
I'm just kidding.
Glad somebody's wedding was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was cool. She wasn't deterred by it. Except she made sure she told every single person who walked through the door who made the cake because everyone was like, oh, man. Yeah.
That sounds like something you'd do.
Like, well, yeah. I'm my mother's kid.
Yeah.
So literally every single...
Hey, so glad you're showing. Look
Check
at my
out
cake.
This cake.
Look
bro.
At the cake.
Look at the cake. Look at it. Right? Right?
Oh, so perfect.
Every single person yeah. that walked in the door. I'm not kidding. And then I'm like, here comes the cake story. And so seriously, every 7 minutes, the cake story.
Yeah.
Yeah. She waited till the very, very end, of course, to like cut the cake so that everyone in the building knew
that was not supposed to be the cake.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty bad. My poor mom, but it's cool. She's whatever. She's like, dude, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a cake.
Yeah.
So I'm telling every person in here. Oh, it was amazing.
How annoying it was.
It was amazing.
That's pretty good. That's a good story that you might laugh at later on.
Yeah, truth.
It's still a little fresh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Did they even eat the cake?
Oh, yeah.
Did it feed 35 people?
No, 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 no. No. Like 17, maybe.
Oh, that's so nice.
It wasn't bad. 16.
Because usually the bride and groom get a bigger piece.
They didn't even eat it. They actually, like, I think they shared, like, a little piece. Because they wanted to make sure everybody else got to at least try.
I didn't have any of my wedding cake.
No?
Too stressed out.
Wow. You guys didn't do the shove it in your face. Oh,
oh we
take
did
those
that.
Photos.
We did that.
We did not. We rebelled against the system.
See, I didn't even, like, and this might be wrong, but I'm not the type of person that, like, wants to dance alone in front of other people. Like even with my dad.
That's good. That's good.
Like, well.
That's not the most solid profession in the world.
Up.
So.
Shut up. I'm gonna kick you. No, like
pay for things with a lot of ones. It takes a long time when you're at the grocery store.
That's not what I meant. We can't be having this conversation.
Okay, what are you saying?
I meant like
so you don't like dancing by yourself in front
no,
of a bunch of people?
No.
That's good.
No,
that's
I
an
meant
honorable
like,
trait.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna walk out.
You're trying to say, go ahead.
No, like the father-daughter dance.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Stop it.
What? It's Janet Jackson.
No.
It's Jackson if you're...
No.
Oh.
No, I hate everything right now.
Go on.
The father-daughter dance, or like the mother-son dance, or even like the bride and groom's first dance.
Oh, yeah.
No.
What'd you guys dance to?
We, Isley combinations.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But I wasn't like looking forward to it. And I didn't think about this while I was picking the songs was that's a 4-minute song.
Yeah. So what you do like halfway through your first dance is you have the MC say, now everybody on the dance floor to join them. And it's less awkward.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Oh, so everybody just stared at you for 4 minutes?
Awkward. Oh, I was like so looking like you could totally fade that out. Fade it out. So it was awful. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm just not, it's so much attention that I don't want.
Did you guys do the dollar dance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is another awkward dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Speaking of ones.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just paid $3 to dance with me. That's kind of weird. All right. Yeah. We're cousins, right? Okay, cool. Welcome to my wedding. All right.
Not even that. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Are you related to Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nice to meet you.
Cool. Small talk over and over and over again.
And is it anyone else here? Okay, cool. Next.
Dude. Yep.
It's my least favorite part.
At the moment, though, but I'm sure it worked out on your honeymoon when you were like, oh, yeah. Tons of ones.
Totally.
And you're like, dollar dance at our wedding. It was a dollar dance at our wedding. I promise. That's why I have these.
I was not really dancing alone.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be a good day.
It is.
Demon Hunter for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. U2, song called Magnificent. Those guys are going to be huge, man.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Someday.
They have a good sound to them.
They have a good sound. They sound pretty solid.
Can't wait till they, like, get out there. They're from overseas, so...
Oh, it's going to be a while.
It takes a long time to break out when you come from that.
Takes a while. I wonder if, like, they're even popular where they're from.
No one is. Even Jesus wasn't popular where he was from.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know if you took that a step too far. Or
who knows? Oh, good. Phone calls. Static.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Bye.
That's cool. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. Digging into the local paper this morning. Man. Static.
Next.
Wow. So, yesterday, apparently, was National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Did you know that?
I did because my Instagram was flooded with pictures of people going to Chick-fil-A.
Did you happen to attend?
I didn't.
That's okay. No. It's not a... It's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's not because I don't
No, I hear I'm what just, you...
Okay.
Right. No, the funny thing is I posted something on Instagram yesterday saying, hey, you should support the things you love. And I chose wisely and I put up a picture of me because I bought the new Anchor and Braille record.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, man, because we also did go to the chicken place.
Yeah.
So I put up a photo of the cup and I'm like, hey, so people don't think I don't love Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
So... Because people will seriously...
Oh, well, you're obviously not a believer.
Yeah. Up in arms.
Yeah.
But yesterday, thousands lined up just here in Albuquerque to observe Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Apparently, long lines roped outside the entrance areas of these restaurants. Motorists in drive-thru lines. Seriously, I was watching the news yesterday. They had lines on the drive-thrus that were backed up like blocks.
Yeah.
Blocks.
And people waited.
Just in line waiting. Many of them hung out waiting in line. And then, to be said also, according to the Albuquerque Journal and the KOB, that was the channel I was watching yesterday,
mm-hmm.
About 100 homosexual protesters were out there as well. Yelling and spouting things, and it was interesting because watching the news story, it was like, really, man? Because all of a sudden there were people fighting and arguing back and forth, and
pretty sure that's counterproductive.
Chick-fil-A is hate-filled chicken and discrimination, and then the other side, it's like, we're just believe in, you know, traditional marriage and the biblical marriage. And so everybody's like going back and forth. So I have a question. Did anybody go? What was the experience like waiting out in line forever? And or did you guys face anything crazy? 505-338-3700. For us, I felt bad.
Were you there when they were there?
Well, I'm this guy. Chrissy's parents went and endured the crazy long line.
Okay.
And we just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, hey.
Hey, we're here.
How's it going? Cool. Took us about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy long line moves a lot faster if you just walk in.
Yeah. 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 Unfortunately, everybody else, I'm sure, endured really long lines. I was reading the article in the paper this morning, and a lot of quotes. Kay Currier of Albuquerque, she was at the Montgomery one, said she found out because her Baptist church made an announcement from the pulpit on Sunday saying that it was Appreciation Day. Her quote was, "There's not one scripture that supports gay lifestyle or gay marriage, and we stand in agreement with Chick-fil-A." And so it became a national thing. I follow Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
We went to high school at La Cueva.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had something up on his Twitter saying, "Oh, sweet hometown bigotry," you know, and went off about Chick-fil-A and how, you know, Albuquerque supporting that. And then he had a story and he posted a story about hope as well.
Yeah.
Know? And so I was like, okay, so here we go, you know.
Here we go.
Because it's all over right now. And I'm not going to lie.
You have a newspaper.
I was shocked yesterday. I really was,
by all
was,
the people
man.
That showed up?
Yes. What does it take to get somebody to support something? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now we can't say everybody in line was a Christian, but
right.
9 times out of 10, it's really difficult to get Christians united on anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I went.
You went?
Yeah.
Did you go in or were you like in your car?
I drove through.
You realize how much money that cost you in gas?
No, you should have just went in.
I was cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? You might be surprised too. I didn't see of any there, but there may have been some who support gay marriage.
Yeah.
That weren't, you know, it was a lot of people went, including me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opposed to, you know, let me tell you what I'm for.
Yeah.
I'm for traditional marriage based on what the Bible says.
Right.
Right.
But also, I'm for freedom of speech in America.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, that was a big reason that, you know, I was there as well. And I think you'll find that a lot of people were there for either multiple reasons or other of those reasons. What I hope is in November, we'll see as good a turnout then.
Yes, dude. I'm so glad you said that.
I don't
because,
know what November is.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I know what November is. Hey, I was thinking in terms of restaurants.
It's the month before December.
You vote. Yeah. I know. I get it. Okay. Thanks, Stever.
Yeah. Thank you, Stever. Because it's true. And speaking of voting, that's actually how this whole thing got started. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Baptist minister, he called for a show of support for Chick-fil-A. He said, quote, "The executives are willing to take a stand for godly values." And I honestly, maybe I'm a skeptic, I just didn't think there was going to be that much national support. But it's insane.
Yeah.
How much support there was for people. And as Stever said, not everybody, you know, was there for the same reason, because a lot of people were there saying, hey, freedom of speech, man.
Right.
No one said you can't eat here. There's no discrimination. And that's what I saw, unfortunately, from the protest yesterday when I was there, is the hate chicken, you know, eat less hate chicken. There are people dressed up in cow costumes and discriminate, you know.
I think that's what gets me most fired up, is like, I'm not discriminating.
No one's discriminating.
That's not what this is. It's not hate.
Right. If Chick-fil-A had said, you're not allowed to eat here,
That's discrimination.
He was asked by a reporter his thoughts on marriage, and he was honest. And that's it. He never said that, you know, he doesn't like those people. He never said they can't eat it at Chick-fil-A. He never said. What he said was, you know, something very basic. And he was, well, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I got to tell you one of the cutest pictures. I said cute.
Yeah, you did.
I saw yesterday on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, Mr. Kathy, who made the statement.
Yeah.
I think it was his parents. And it was a picture of them, like, like sharing a milkshake or something.
Right.
You know, after gobs and gobs of years of marriage.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That was kind of
cute. No, that's very, very cool. So, yeah, man, it was a big deal yesterday. Thebe says the local Chick-fil-A in California ran out of everything, including cups.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, not everybody was so supportive, though. Kathy's comments angered gay rights activists and prompted mayors in Chicago and Boston to say they would block any new Chick-fil-A restaurants from opening in those cities. But, man... Mayor Bloomberg in New York City, the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, according to news accounts, says he disagrees with the mayors of Boston and Chicago of what they said. And so it's been interesting, but it's crazy to see all things Chick-fil-A.
I know. I don't understand how the mayors of Boston, I guess Chicago, I didn't know Chicago was involved. I don't understand how they're getting away with the comments they're making or the decisions that they're making.
As you talk about discrimination.
Yeah. How are they getting away with this? That's so hypocritical.
Right. That's unbelievable that you would discriminate. Therefore, we're going to totally discriminate and not allow your restaurant in our cities. Oh.
And the laugh track.
Cool.
Laugh track.
Yeah, exactly. So it was interesting. Did you take part in Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day yesterday? If you did, tell us your stories. 505-338-3700. And did you take part by standing in line or were you on the street corner? We want to hear from you. No matter what side you're on, we want to hear your stories. 505-338-3700. And so you weren't there.
No, I didn't go.
Yeah.
I didn't brave the lines.
Yeah.
And I actually would have went inside because I hate drive-thrus.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, dude, blocks.
Yeah.
Blocks. Even the one on the west side, that's the one we went to. And it was like all the way around the side and then all the way back around. You know, there's this huge parking area. Yeah. It was unbelievable. So even just to try and get into the parking lot was insane.
The two on the east side, this side of town are pretty new, so I'm surprised that this whole thing is happening as soon as we get two on our side.
Right.
Because it's always only been on the west side.
Yeah.
I think it's like in the mall. I don't know, actually.
No. Well, yeah, near.
Near.
Near, yeah. So, but it was pretty crazy. We have three in Albuquerque, and but apparently
they're all
nationally,
crazy.
Everywhere, thousands of people. And so, as Stever said, though, it's going to be interesting to see how many of those thousands of people who are standing in line for hours for chicken will do the same when it comes to voting.
Voting takes like 4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And people complain about long lines, but if it's something you believe in, if it's something that you're willing to stand for, you should support, you know? And so yesterday was cool, but I wasn't a hater, but I was kind of curious. Like, I wonder how many of these people will really show up when it counts.
Yeah.
And so it was cool, but this really helped our business, right?
It did, but maybe it's what gets people to go is the emotion that's invoked. Like, I know that so many people 4 years ago went out and voted because of the Yes We Can campaign and
the
emotion that they got, that they felt inspired by it.
Right.
So that caused a lot of people to go that would not usually go out and vote. They went out and voted.
Yeah, so we'll see how this turns out. But 505-338-3700, the phone number. Did you take part in the whole Chick-fil-A appreciation thing yesterday?
I'm like, what word?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We got to pay the bills.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
But coming right back, Culture Shock with Young the Giant. Steve O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
Welcome to Static Radio. Steve O and Mitch.
What's up?
We were talking about this whole Chick-fil-A appreciation thing. Happened yesterday.
It happened.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I went.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, but that doesn't mean I don't support. So
the hilarious thing is I took a photo with said cup.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest, that was actually Jack's.
Uh-oh.
I didn't get anything.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
You didn't support? So the way I'm seeing this right now is that your whole family, except for you, supports.
You know who pays for that, right?
Who?
Well, actually, yesterday, Chrissy's parents did, so not me.
So they,
but normally, totally me.
Right. Okay. I'm just saying.
I agree with what is being stood for, and I agree with freedom of speech. I don't agree with dry chicken.
Come on! It's so good! And we all had this conversation. You're the only one who thinks it's
I am the only one. I know. It's I know. I thought Skip was going to excommunicate me
yeah,
when
I
we were
thought
talking
so too.
About it. He was like, you are kidding me.
He's like, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. Like, yeah. He was like, yeah, right.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yesterday, the whole Chick-fil-A appreciation day.
Did you take part?
And, yeah, let us know. Facebook.
Tori, she says, all Chick-fil-A's here in Warner Robins, Georgia, were packed. Some even ran out of chicken nuggets. It was great to see everyone support. And Nate said, my mom was going to pick up some while I spent 5 hours rebuilding my resume. Oh, yeah. He actually stopped by the sticker stop. That's what he said. He said, but we were hungry, and there were perishables in the trunk, so they didn't end up going. He said, also, want more people to vote? Get Chick-fil-A to hand out sandwiches to people as they come to the voting booths.
Right?
Yeah, and then Kenneth agreed pretty much right after. He said, if they want people to vote, give them free chicken.
Yeah. Go. Nobody got free chicken yesterday, though.
I'm sure some people did.
If it was free chicken, I'm sure, well, the lines were ridiculously long anyways, but... Yeah, I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah, it says, Ted says, tried to go, but it was too packed. Then he said he went to the Me Without You concert last night. So, and that was pretty good and packed as well.
Nicely done. See, and that's the thing. When it comes to things you love, you should always support. We talk about this here at Static Radio. We're a listener-supported radio station. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if people who actually agreed with what we stood for supported us?
Yeah.
How amazing that would be. So you can support chicken, support good radio.
Yeah. There you go.
MyStaticRadio.com for all the details there. There's a huge donate now button on the main page. And yeah, we are listener supported. It's by your support that we're able to continue this ministry. And yes, it is a ministry. And so, yeah. We need the support so that we can keep going and doing what we love.
That would be so nice.
Yeah. Well, it would just be so not nice if we weren't able to do this.
Oh, you know, yeah.
That'd kind of suck.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Former Arkansas Governor Huckabee called yesterday National, you know, Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, and... people went out in droves. There were people on in the paper who were saying, yeah, man, my pastor at Legacy told us about it. My pastor at this Baptist church told me about it. My pastor here told me about it. And so people were getting involved.
Yeah.
People showed up. Lots of people showed up. So did you show up is the question. 505-338-3700. Why or why not? Static.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi,
hello, Becky.
Hi, how are you guys today?
You
good,
know.
Thank you.
Good. Well, I did not go yesterday because I was working, and so, and plus we're broke, so there you go.
There you
go.
But speaking of supporting places that I love, I do love you guys, and I do support you, but I was wondering if you were going to have a sticker stop next week. I'm off next week from work, and I could go next week.
We are actually going to be doing a sticker stop. We're doing them every Wednesday, and this next Wednesday, actually... we're going to be a little out there. We're going to be out in Moriarty, actually.
Mitch, I don't mind.
All right.
Okay, well, we will be there.
We will be there.
At the near the one and only stoplight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and that's from 8 to noon? Or
that's from noon to 1. Noon to 1
noon
next
to
Wednesday.
One. Yep. Yeah. Excellent.
Right on. All right, we'll see you next week, Becky.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's right. Next Wednesday, we will be in your old stomping grounds.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Old stomping ground.
Ground.
Not plural, because apparently there's like one street.
There's just one. Well, there's a bunch of side roads, but there's like the one street where
everything is located.
Are they paved? Most of them.
Okay, good. Sweet. So, yeah, we'll be in Moriarty next Wednesday from noon to 1. Hanging out.
Yep.
Broadcasting live if we can get reception.
And we can. It's
not. I'm just kidding. I know.
Like, TJ comments all the time, and he lives in Moriarty.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yesterday, Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Did you take part? Why or why not? Let us know. Right now, we got some General Ghost for you. This is one of my favorite new songs on Static.
It's a good one. I really like it.
Give me to the waves now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
You reading or what?
Yeah. It was.
Like rereadable?
No, well, I'm just trying to get this page open.
Ah.
But, no, not really. Nothing
wrong. All right. Static Radio, it's Steve-O and Mitch, and, yeah, talking about Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go? Did you not go? Why not? Either way, we just want to know. And so, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's where you really need to go.
I agree.
To our Facebook page, not Chick-fil-A.
Well, you can go there. It's up to you.
That's you.
Yeah.
We're not telling you either way.
Yeah, I'm telling you
to go to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We are so
and
close.
Like us.
Okay. Let's see how close we are today.
Where are we at?
We need 11 more likes. And then we're at 4,000.
It's pretty good.
4,000.
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited as well.
Clay Schroff is on his way.
That's great news. Did you text?
Yeah.
We can say that.
From the Aspen Project, he'll be here at 8 o'clock.
Cool.
Hanging out with us, talking about some cool stuff and whatnot. But we want to know, did you take part in Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day? Why not? Let us know.
I'm trying to open a page that was posted by a listener, and I can't get it to open. So I'll just read this. Tanya says, I went through the drive-thru after lunch, after the lunch hour. It only took about half an hour. I was so happy to see that many people were there. From what I could tell, the atmosphere was very upbeat and happy for the people standing in line for the inside. I agree with what Governor Huckabee said in that article that as Christians, we need to stand up for what we believe in and not stand quietly by the sidelines. If we don't put up a fight for our God, society is going to laugh at us and question why we believe what we do if we're not willing to fight for it.
There we go.
I got it.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to call in about the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
We went to the one in Montgomery last night, and we were in and out with our meal eaten in an hour.
No way!
Wow. It was amazing. They had it so organized. They were so polite for that many people, and everybody there was very patient, very understanding. You know, it was really cool.
You're like,
see that big
what?
Of a crowd and nobody was mad.
What weird Twilight Zone universe are we in?
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to say, I think every business owner, no matter what your religious belief, no matter what your, you know, marriage, whatever, should have been there supporting them because of the fact, what is it coming to?
Yeah.
You know, is the government going to tell us what kind of car we have to buy or what kind of pants we have to buy? Or I mean, it's just, I think people are fed up.
Yeah.
I know I am.
Yeah.
It's too much control.
I think we keep hearing a lot of that. It's freedom of speech and
exactly.
No matter what side of the fence you stood on, it's not as much the idea of same-sex marriage as it is about the freedom to have our opinion and hold to something and
yeah,
stand for
right,
something.
Right, exactly.
So.
Because, I mean, I'm a Christian and I don't believe gay and lesbian, you know, lifestyles.
Right.
But someone said earlier, God loves them. He hates the sin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was so much about that. I mean, that was just blown up out of proportion from the media.
Right.
The liberal media.
Definitely.
Just drug it in and started all this.
There you go. Thanks
okay,
for the call.
Don't get me started. I'm sorry. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day yesterday.
Yeah. So get your thoughts
in. It was insane.
It was.
Watching the news stories, there was protesters. There was about 100 protesters and thousands of supporters. So it was interesting.
Yeah.
Even the protesters said they were surprised by the amount of support that was received yesterday. And that was just Albuquerque locally. I know nationally, everywhere, it was insane like that. Mm-hmm. Thebes said in California, the one closest to him, they ran out of everything, including cups.
Yeah, everything.
So, yeah. Static.
Hey guys, it's TJ.
Hello.
Hey,
how's it going?
Oh,
it's going,
good.
Man.
Good. Hey, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh yesterday, and some callers from North Carolina called in, and were saying that there were local Wendy's that on their marquees were saying, "Today we support Chick-fil-A."
Wow.
And others would say, "We recommend Chick-fil-A today."
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they're franchises and they can do that.
Yeah, maybe. That's interesting.
Yeah, probably the private owners, but it was North Carolina that was happening.
I have my big question for you of this whole story is, why were you listening to Rush and not us?
Because he comes on after you.
Okay. Come on.
All right, teach his own, I guess. It is a free country. You can listen to whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right on, man. So we'll see you next week in Moriarty.
Actually, I won't be there because I have to work.
Oh.
But I will be sending a load of people there.
Nice. Oh, yeah. What's the crossroads that we're going to be broadcasting from?
Isn't it 66 in Eunice?
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go. Sweet.
Just east of the stoplight.
Yeah, the stoplight.
The stoplight.
It's 66
the
in Eunice.
The stoplight.
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
TJ Moriarty.
Moriarty.
We'll be broadcasting live next Wednesday on the corner of Eunice and 66.
Like Route 66.
In Moriarty. It's going to be fun.
It will be.
So I'm excited to hang out.
Show you my hometown.
Yeah, your hometown.
Look at
Delphine.
There
it is. All right, cool. Can we get back in the car now?
Get back in the car. It's not unsafe.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. They hung up.
That was a dial tone.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got an email, so if you want, facebook.com/mystaticradio, you can call us, or studio@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah.
Got it from Dolores. She said, your show is wonderful.
She
misses Joey, but it's okay.
Oh, that's cool. I miss Joey, too. I only see him, like, every so often.
She said, I went with my son, Daniel, to Chick-fil-A. We went early in the morning, so we were at the front of the line. Well, kind of. We still had to wait 20 minutes in line before we got to place our orders. The chicken was great. I really do support their rights to speech and their beliefs in the world. I also feel that LGBT are entitled to their freedom of speech, too.
Right.
I hope that whatever happens, they know that Chick-fil-A didn't tell them they couldn't eat their great chicken.
Stop saying qualitative statements. That's her opinion, man.
That was her opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
She says, they just don't believe in their lifestyle or gay marriage. By the way, have you tried the Polynesian sauce there?
She throws in a few little things. No, I have not.
She says it's tasty.
Yeah, whatever.
And, she doesn't know where she's going with this.
I can't say that.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I know you're not. Static.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
You know, can't complain.
Good.
It's Thursday, man. It's almost Friday, and that means it's almost the weekend.
This is true.
Very true.
So, Chick-fil-A, man. Dude, yesterday I went there for lunch with two of my coworkers, and then I went there for dinner with me, my wife, my four kids, my sister, and her four kids.
Dang, dude.
That was a big table.
That sounds like expensive.
Trip, yeah.
No, man, dude, you know, it's so cool, man, because at lunch, we went to the one at San Mateo in Montgomery, and they had so many people there buying food, and it was so awesome to see. And then when we went and had dinner, it was, you know, it was almost 7 o'clock, and there was two lines, and this is at the one on the west side. There's two lines that wrapped around the building. And
insane,
it was so cool.
Right?
It was great. You know,
it didn't slow down.
I was praying that they would make just a huge amount of profit from this, what would be an opportunity for the, you know, gay and lesbian community to try to thwart, you know, what they're doing. And I'd heard that they're talking about having a sit-in on Friday. Now, this is just what I had heard.
Right.
That they're talking about having a sit-in on Friday.
Yeah.
Where they'll come in and, you know, kiss or whatever. So,
right.
I still encourage people to, you know, to still go and buy Chick-fil-A, you know. And when we went there yesterday for lunch, one of my coworkers, he's one of the chaplains in Rio Rancho for the police department. And, you know, we went there and he's like, you know, I want to walk up down the sidewalk and just kind of see what's going on, see what they're doing. And we went walking up the sidewalk and he had his Calvary Chapel shirt on and we had Chick-fil-A cups. And we were walking up the sidewalk, and they were so angry.
They were.
And one of the guys was like, "Yeah, come just walk up the sidewalk." It's like, "Well, yeah, that's what it's for."
Right,
man.
Right.
I'm surprised.
You know, they had some signs, and one of the signs said, "Love thy neighbor, love thy gay." And him and I were standing there talking, and I said, "You know, it's really unfortunate, but this is a really good example of taking scripture out of context to support secular ideals."
Right.
Which so many unbelievers and so many people in the world do is they'll take bits and portions of the scripture out of context. And it says love thy neighbor, but it doesn't say that we have to love what they do. You know, we have to pray for them.
Right.
And so, you know, it's sad, man. I just, you know, I would encourage people to go to Chick-fil-A on Friday and continue to support them. And, you know, the biggest thing we need to do, man, is pray for a revival in our country. Pray for a revival in our churches, and pray for these small business owners. On Fox News, they had reports of several other small business owners founded on faith and not afraid to stand up. You know, Tyson Foods International is a Christian-owned business, you know, In-N-Out Burger. So just continue to pray for these guys because they're really, really going to come under fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you guys.
Later. Yeah, speaking on that note, I just got handed this piece of paper, and it's different signs from different places. McDonald's, their marquee said, "We support Chick-fil-A, now try to boycott us." Wendy said, "Jesus is God, and we support Chick-fil-A." Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
KFC, chicken joint, said, "We support Chick-fil-A and their Christian beliefs." I wonder, their marquees. This is interesting.
I know McDonald's is a franchise, and you can privately own.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know about the other ones.
I'm sure the other one. You know what I mean?
They probably are.
Yeah, because you didn't hear about this nationally. It's interesting to see all the different marquees from the different places saying, "Hey, man, we support Chick-fil-A." Because it is. It's about freedom of speech. Dan Cathy didn't say, "Hey, we're discriminating and you can't eat our chicken."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "This is what I believe." And he was asked a question.
Yeah.
And he responded with the truth.
He didn't, like, offer his own.
Right. Right, exactly.
Advice or opinion.
No.
He was asked.
He was asked,
he was,
and he said,
cornered,
"Hey, here it is.
Like.
Yeah, here it is. This is what we believe, and he stands for what he believes." And so it's been interesting. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us your thoughts, opinions, ideas. Yesterday was National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Did you support? Did you not? Why or why not? We're curious.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
There it is. Right now, we got the temper trap for you. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's an accident tramway at Academy, as well as another accident, Candelaria and Eubank. Usual construction, San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as road construction. The left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. And there is going to be more construction work, Manal at 2nd, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. And yeah,
That's it. Got our SOPO today.
Got our SOPO on. Whoops, I hit
that?
The wrong one.
Gosh.
My bad. I accidentally hit the boring button.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings every time that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Hanging
out. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, National Chick-fil-A Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a lot of phone calls.
We have.
We've gotten a lot of comments on Facebook.
Oh, yes,
we can't read them all. But you want to try and read a few of some of those?
Let me, we've got a few novels.
We got some, novellas.
Is that what they're called? Novellas?
Those
small,
like,
novels?
Small novels,
yeah.
Like little mini novels.
that's funny. I don't know if I can read that one.
Why not?
Can I?
Sure.
Kevin says, "All I know was it was very quiet and empty at Lumpy's Burgers on Central."
You know what? Those guys, the owners... believers as well.
Yeah, they are.
They're also closed on Sundays like Chick-fil-A.
They occasionally have posted on our Facebook.
Yeah, they have. They're part of Sagebrush.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Talking about the owners specifically.
Specifically the owners.
Yes.
Yeah. Jory says, "Went twice for a total of 3 hours of standing and making new friends. Awesome reminder of how God wins."
Okay.
That's what he says. Eric's, I think there's a previous thing. Eric said, "No protests. I was looking forward to some quote-unquote fun with the insurgents, but the chicken was good, and I was wearing an Angels hat. A guy in a Rangers shirt kept throwing me mean looks."
Yes! See, now that's the support I'm talking about.
Of course. That's what we were going for this
Except
entire time.
Except last night, the Rangers beat us in extra innings, and I was pissed that I stayed up late to watch that because it was horrible!
Yeah.
9th inning, tied it up. 10th inning, we scored 3 runs, and I'm like, we are good. Oh, just kidding. They scored 4 in the bottom half of the 10th.
Oh, wait. Okay.
So we lost.
Cool.
Rangers, we're in the same division.
Oh.
And we were 3 games back.
Does this have anything to do with seeds?
We're division rivals. it will come
okay.
the playoffs.
Okay.
Because we're both trying to get there. We both want to win the AL West, the American League West.
AL West.
We're in the same division.
Okay.
We do not like the Rangers.
Okay.
They do not like us.
Got it.
Yeah.
I will never forget that.
Yeah. We're bitter, bitter rivals.
Rangers and Angels.
Yes.
No. That's no.
Which sucks because I grew up in Texas.
Texas
Love
Rangers.
Nolan Ryan. He was an Angel. And a Ranger, but now he's like head dude. So yesterday I'm watching the game and they're interviewing Nolan Ryan because I only watch the home feed, so I was watching the Rangers feeds.
Oh,
Ugh.
No.
Yeah. So they're interviewing Nolan and Nolan Ryan's talking about the debtor, doop, 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 and he's sitting next to W, and I'm like, man, this sucks.
You mean W?
Yeah, W.
W.
Him and Laura Bush hanging out in the front with Nolan Ryan, and I'm like, that's a cool row right there. it sucks, because he used to be part owner of the Texas Rangers, W. So, but yeah, not a fan of that baseball team. Sorry. Static.
I am a fan of that baseball team, so I just had to call and give you a little good morning. I actually went to bed early last night because I thought, when I thought it was 10 to 7, I said, nah.
So many people left the ballpark in Arlington. So many people walked out, and I was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And then they missed what was a phenomenal bottom of the 10th, at least for Texas Ranger fans. So
it's great. It's great. We just got to keep it going because you guys are looking good now. So.
I love the rivalry, man. It's renewed. It's invigorated. I love we make a deal for Grinke. You guys make a deal for Ryan Dempster. It's good. It's good times right now.
It's going to be good.
So, yeah.
That's all I got.
Hey, man, we don't agree, but I love you. See?
I love you, too.
See, that's what needed to happen yesterday on the curb. Right on, man.
All right, you guys be blessed. Bye.
All right, you too. You know what? If a Texas Rangers fan and an Angels fan can say, I love you and hug it out, then I think protesters and Chick-fil-A eaters yesterday should have been able to hug it out.
Yeah.
So.
That's what's got to happen.
That really is what's got to happen.
Yeah.
Because that's a problem. Shock Therapy Live, we do this talk show every Sunday night, and we don't shy away. We talk about anything and everything. We had a lesbian call in once asking for advice on a relationship, and we were honest, man. Hey, you know what? As long as you're in a relationship like this, God can't honor that, and it turned into this "will you hate me" type thing. And we spent half an hour on the phone with her talking about it. In fact, you can podcast that at mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. Check it out. But it was really interesting because it was live. It was engaging, and the truth is, man, we are called to love. In fact, Colossians tell us we should be gracious to outsiders. Mm-hmm. Seasoned with salt. Our words should always be gracious, though. And so we need to love them. But love does not mean we condone and high-five their actions and be like, oh, you murdered someone? That's cool, bro. I love you, man.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yes.
No, sin is sin, man. Sin is sin. But, you know, I think sometimes we get aggro, they get aggro. I was shocked watching the news last night. And, of course, they had people screaming at each other on the sidewalk, just kind of, you know, you hate, man, you're eating hate-filled chicken. And then, you know, somebody else is just like, you're an idiot. And they're, like, yelling back and forth to each other. And it's like, oh, sweet, this is totally not doing anything.
Yeah.
I think what broke my heart the most, though, to be completely honest, watching the news, is to see some of the protesters that were, like, 9 and 10 years old.
Yeah,
like
they don't know what they're standing for.
And on the flip side, our kids, you know, it's like, people need to know what they believe, why they believe what they believe, because in this age of confrontation, 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to confront you and ask you why you believe what you believe.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible clearly says we need to be prepared to give an account, man. You know, in season and out, we have to be prepared to give an account for the joy, you know, the hope in us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, dude. Anyways.
Crazy.
I'm going to jump off my box.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, okay, there you go.
Sweet. Cool. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Civil Twilight, some Emery, and we're going to be talking with Clay from the Aspen Project right after this. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Anchor and Braille. Off the Quiet Life CD. Song called Find Me. Speaking of supporting things that you love.
Yes.
Came out last Tuesday. Yep.
Good stuff there.
Dude, brilliant record.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I've had it on repeat.
Not just because I love that man. Those men.
Those men.
Plural.
Yeah.
Micah Talks.
Micah, amazing as well.
Steven Christian.
They have a music video
yes,
for that
they do.
Song.
Steven and his big old beard.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just after 8 o'clock on Thursday, which means joining us in studio now, Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Hello, dear friend.
Good morning. I am so sorry about last week. I got called into work early and was not here.
It's cool. It was the one week that we were like, hey, man, well, you know, let's talk about what's up and coming on the show today. And we plugged you like 7 times.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
This whole week I've been in...
It was hilarious.
Sackcloth and ash.
Yeah, good. As long as you shaved your head and tore your robe, I'm cool, man.
Yeah.
So you should be in a state of mourning.
I am.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Huh? So we talk a lot about Aspen Project and what you guys do, and today I want to talk about something a little different, because every week, and by the way, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, you're still posting the info on the Aspen Project.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk about foster care, adoption, mentoring a child, and this week we're going to talk about something a little different. We're going to talk about the child at the very, very early stages. My wife now currently is pregnant.
I know. Congratulations.
And thank you, man. November 15th, due date, our third boy. We keep changing the baby name. Yesterday was my mom's wedding, and so, you know, everybody, of course, had their opinions.
You will never be an
X-Man. My whole family yesterday just, you know, had their thoughts and ideas. So, yeah, we'll see.
It's your ideas.
Yeah,
and your wife, and you, then just say yes to the wife.
You know
what
sucks, though? Our first baby name that we had, even for our first son that we had never done, we're like, you know what, let's go for it this time. Our friends named their kid this, like, a couple months ago. We're like, well, crap. All right.
That's a bad name.
Yeah. Right? It's one word. Wellcrip. Wellcrip.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's great. It's an Irish song. It's an old well, Irish name, you know.
It's an old family name.
They won't get made fun of that.
Yeah. So anyways, but you're talking off air about this, and I something I definitely wanted to talk about. You guys are doing something today from 10 to noon. Eric Lamb, pastor here at Calvary of Albuquerque,
started a ministry.
Yeah,
we're coming alongside each other, and it's called 9 months.
Okay,
and it really is. It's about protecting that child within that 9 month period where they are the most vulnerable and or the most protected. If you have a mother that wants to protect that child, in most cases they have never been safer. But the voice, you know, a fatherless child, and that's really what we stand for, bringing kids into an eternal kingdom.
Yeah.
But that child doesn't have a voice. Mm-hmm. And so anyhow, Eric Lamb has really, really done a lot on educating the public on what pro-life really means and what it is.
Right.
And they're having let me just read it. It just says, come join us. We are peacefully and prayerfully stand by the unborn. We will be in front of the UNM abortion clinic located at 1701 Moon. And that's today. From 10 till 12. And it's going to be very peaceful. Anyone that wants to be unpeaceful, don't go.
And that's the thing. And that's what we were talking about. Because yesterday we saw Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. You saw thousands of people, you know, standing in line to eat chicken. And then you saw 100 people or so out front of there, you know, yelling and signs. And it got kind of heated on the news watching these people yelling and fighting with each other. And that's the antithesis of what you guys want to do today. Mm-hmm. And it's not protesting, it's education. You guys are standing out there saying, hey, check this out. Nobody's trying to... Because here's the thing. Here's what people don't think about. I get angry when people are standing in front of abortion clinics and yelling and screaming and irate anyways and protesting for this reason. You have to think of this mother who has made this decision, who's probably broken, who's probably dying a little bit inside. I mean, quite literally, falling apart. You never know their story of why this decision has been made. And they are met with hatred. They are met with people judging them and telling them that they're going to burn for this. And where are they going to turn when they're already hurt and broken? Or you could stand with you guys and say, hey, man, we love you, and we just want to embrace you, and we want to show you the other options. I love the Aspen Project. I love the fostering of children, the adoption of children, the mentoring of children, and standing for the children. And yet there's these mothers who are hurting and broken and wounded and making this decision a lot of times because, what, they couldn't afford it? Or because they have felt like they've made a wrong mistake, or maybe in cases they were raped. Maybe in cases it's this heinous, horrible thing, and they feel like this is the only option. And so it's between this option or hearing somebody scream at them and tell them that they're going to burn in hell. So I love the education. I love the stance you guys take, and I love the standing there and saying, hey, man, I'm not going to judge you. I love you. But here's the thing. Here's some education. You want to get an ultrasound? Do you want to see what this child looks like? Do you want to see and tell them the other options? Anyways,
No, and you know, it's just as important that we love these women who have,
absolutely,
who have just had an abortion, and let them know that God still loves them.
Amen.
And forgives them.
Absolutely, because I think a lot of times once that has happened, it becomes this shunning, and it's unbelievable to me to see, because these people are hurting. I can't fathom the hurt that they feel from making the heaviness, the burden from making a decision like that. And yet Romans 8 clearly tells us that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And if we can just bring them to that knowledge, instead of screaming and throwing things at them and telling them that they're whores and they're going to burn in hell, maybe coming alongside them and loving them and saying, check it out, you can, there are other ways, you can make a different decision, and we love you, and we're going to walk alongside you, and we're going to help you, and we're going to help this baby get adopted, we're going to help this baby find a home, if you can't, right on. And there are so many other options.
Think about the woman at the well,
or the
woman who was caught in the middle of adultery, and they brought her before God himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, as they're screaming and saying, they basically said, should we stone her? And how he handled it.
Right.
He handled it with nothing but love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that he's that way. I'm thankful we serve a God like that, because otherwise I would have already had rocks upside my head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, these women, then they are hurting. So we're excited. This is a new path. My wife and a lot of her friends are able to latch onto this. We want a lot of people to go out and support in love.
And that's the thing. If you're planning on going out there and yelling and protesting, I will go out there myself with the broom and sweep you off the sidewalk, because you don't deserve to be there.
Yeah, make sure you don't tell them you're associated with us, because we are all about the love and the salvation that Christ brings. But do lend your support. Come by, honk your horn, give them some thumbs up if you don't want to stand with them. And it's a great time. It's a great time to be a part of a ministry in a world that's ever darkening,
because
our light is ever brighter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Amen to that. Where can people find details on that? You just gave the address.
Listen, what I'm going to do is, I had a friend message me, and I can't copy it over and paste it, but I'll have it there. I'll have it there in the next half hour.
I'll have it on
my Facebook.
There you go.
Before 10, anyhow, and pray for us.
Absolutely.
For those of you that can't get out of work, I'm going to be praying between those hours for protection for the people who are out there letting these girls know that they're loved, because there's some bad people that come pretty hard against this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And for the record, no one in any way, shape, or form, you know, you say pro-life, and we stand by that. No one is condoning abortion. What you're saying, that, however, is there's education and there's ways to go about it.
There's alternatives for these women.
Absolutely, man.
And no matter where they are in their lives, there's alternatives. And there's people that truly love and care for them, and we're willing to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Clay, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys rock, by the way.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I'm on my way.
All right, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can find all the details for the Aspen Project. And as Clay said, he will have that information up by 10 a.m. this morning. And go lend your support. And I'm just stoked that you guys are doing what Christ has called you to do, and to show that love. Man, he is a God of love, grace, mercy, compassion. And I'm thankful for that every day, because I'm an idiot, you know, for all of sin and fall short of the glory of God. I still make mistakes. I'm still so thankful that God loves us so much that nothing can separate us from that love. So,
and real quick, what a platform you guys have. And I talk to so many people that listen to you two in the mornings. If you are a business and you are out there and you're not supporting the Static Radio, please come alongside. It gives us a platform that are reaching people who otherwise wouldn't be caught in the shadow of a church.
Yeah.
And it's your, and they don't pay me to say this, but it's your dollars that help keep this radio station up and rolling. And it's another way of just escorting another person into heaven. So Amen. Thank you for all of you guys, all you businesses that do support us.
Dude, thank you. Yeah, mystaticradio.com. There's a big donate button. You can help out if you're a business and you would like to get involved with Static Radio. You can find all the details there as well. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Sweet.
Go. Yeah.
You ready for some Emery?
Sure.
So all right.
Okay.
I was going to say sweet again.
Okay. So all right.
So all right. Song's called The Party Song. Steve Ho and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's an accident. Tramway and Academy, or there was. I don't know. I don't know if it's still there. It doesn't
there,
show.
There was.
There was an accident there, so.
Be careful in that area.
Be careful in that area.
Congestion.
Congestion.
Yeah.
Glass. I don't know.
Stuff.
I don't know.
Oil.
Road construction.
Bad.
Left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, as well as median work central between Eubank and Elizabeth. And road is closed on Edith at Alameda. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Hey, if you're a local business, as Clay just said, and you would like to sponsor part of the morning show, one of the things that you can sponsor, traffic.
Traffic.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. There's a big donate button. But if you're interested in being part of the morning show and sponsoring part of the morning show, let me hit you up with this. 344-9146. That's 344-9146. You can ask for Darren. And, yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, there it is.
It can all happen. I have another traffic update.
Okay, cool.
Speed traps at Zuzak's on 40. And so just go the speed limit, always. And you don't have to be worried.
And you don't have to worry about it. But TJ, letting us know.
Yeah, he says, no, I wasn't pulled over.
That's good.
That is good.
That's important.
Yeah.
So, hey, Clay was just in studio from the Aspen Project. Check out all the details at our Facebook page for the Aspen Project and what they do. I'm a fan.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot more information up at around 10 at their Facebook. So, Aspen Project.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Facebook.com/Aspen Project. I think that's what it is.
Yes. Speaking of being a fan, the Olympics are going on.
Did you watch it at all yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I still did a little bit. We watched synchronized diving. It was interesting. You can't go a day without talking about the Olympics.
Of course
at least
not.
I can't.
Not during the Olympics, anyway.
Yesterday, we talked about the badminton teams that were kind of lame.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Badminton in itself
is
kind of lame. And yet, it's an Olympic sport. But, here's what's even lamer. Some teams we talked about yesterday, four teams, were trying to lose on purpose so they could get a better seeding.
Right. Seed.
They had already made the quarterfinals or the whatever finals, the semifinals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a preliminary round, like basketball, to decide which teams go to the medal round. It also determines the seeding for the medal round. But the last preliminary match on Tuesday, four women's doubles teams had already clinched a spot in the medal round, two from South Korea, one from Indonesia, and the defending world champions from China. And they all figured they'd face an easier opponent to open the medal round if they lost the last preliminary match. So all four teams went out and tried to lose on purpose.
How does that even work?
They hit serves into the net. They made no effort to win. Even worse, two of the teams were playing each other, which resulted in the lamest Olympic match in history.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Fans in the arena figured out. People started booing, demanding a refund. Well, the Olympics heard the boos and the angry mob of peoples. So what did they decide to do?
What did they do?
They sent all four teams packing.
Oh! Sorry.
They booted them from the Olympics.
Oh,
they disqualified all four teams that were trying to lose on purpose.
Were there more teams than four?
No, those were the four that were being lame. So yesterday, Olympic officials decided, you know what, guys? If you aren't that excited to be here and if you're not putting forth effort to win every match, that doesn't coincide with the it doesn't coincide with the Olympic Games and what we stand for. So peace out.
It is, however, strategic.
Yeah, even though all four teams had already made it to the actual medal rounds, they were sent packing.
Makes sense.
All four teams.
It sounds just because they aren't even trying.
Yeah, dude, are you kidding me? First of all, it's badminton, as we've mentioned.
It is.
It's bad. Bad's in the title of the sport.
Bad.
It's just bad all around.
Minton. That's what throws me off is there's an N in there.
Oh, there is. Yeah. Badminton.
Badminton.
Whatever. It's what I used to play when I was seven in the backyard.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly.
Oh,
and
cool.
You always lost that birdie
to
the neighbor's house.
It was amazing to see how far you could hit it, though. Loved it. So, yeah. It's an Olympic sport somehow. And, all four teams sent packing.
Dang.
Static.
Morning.
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Beaver.
Hey, oh, buddy.
Hi.
Hey. The badminton teams?
Yeah.
Get this. They were booted, but the individuals can still compete.
What?
Okay.
So the doubles teams were booted, but the individual players can compete themselves?
Right, because that's totally different.
Yeah, wow. Right?
That's lame. That's really lame. Oh, he's gone. That's what he does.
That's what he does.
That's how he does. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
That they would boot the doubles teams, but you could still play on your own. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. That sounds like they're just going to do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go try and lose over here.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of lame. Oh, hold on. Let's take this. Static.
Hey, I was listening about the badminton. And my question is badminton a sport in the Olympics, or baseball and softball aren't?
Right? Come on.
I don't understand it either.
Agree. Well, here's the problem. Because, you know, Major League Baseball obviously going on right now. And unfortunately, as we're seeing with basketball, NBA players, it could come to a point where they're not allowed to play in the Olympics because the NBA doesn't see any money in it. And so they're going to make their own World Cup system. And so part of what sucks is everybody's just greedy for money, which is probably why baseball's not involved in
also,
it.
Also, news to me is that not everyone on these base or on the at least basketball teams are from America.
Well, yeah, of course.
I didn't know that. Of course. They're playing in the Olympics.
Right, so they're playing on their own teams.
So they can't.
Like Tony Parker's playing for France, and
the Gasol
brothers are playing for Spain.
I didn't know that.
Because that's where they're from. Ugh. Yeah, I agree with you, man. They need to come up with way better sports. Because some are just insane and boring.
Rowing.
Yeah. Rowing
there
is actually.
There's a reason why the U.S. never won a badminton medal.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, good.
All right. Yeah, seriously, badminton somehow is an Olympic sport, and yet there's some awesome sports that just didn't make the cut. Ping pong? Yeah. Didn't you see Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
He won a medal in ping pong.
In Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
You saw that movie?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. That was the whole ping pong part of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. He was in the Olympics.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know how you went straight to Forrest Gump.
Right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. The crazy thing is, reading about the Olympics and people that are competing, you know, we talk about all the money involved. People that win gold medals, or at least Americans, I should say, not everyone, but everyone in the U.S., they basically get completely boned by messed up taxes. Check this out. Turns out if they win a medal, they owe the government taxes. And not just a couple dollars here.
Right. Just because it's
just
gold?
Just take a wild guess how much you have to pay in taxes if you win a gold medal.
$200,000.
Okay, really? That's stupid. I hate playing guessing games with you. You are the stupidest game guesser person in the history of game guessing.
How did you
$200,000? Are you serious?
$3,000.
I quit playing with you. You're fired. Static.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
What up?
Hey, do you know what teams that were the nations that were booted from the badminton?
Yeah, two were from China, one from South Korea, and let's see, one from Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
There it is.
Men's gymnastics, they're really not doing really good at all.
No, yeah. It's been pretty sad.
I haven't heard anything about it.
It's been kind of sad. Men's gymnastics team. We were like, in the pre-qualifying or whatever, we like came in first. It was like, dude, we got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it came down to like, hey, this is actually important for the medal, we just bailed on everything.
Aww. They blew it, man. They really blew it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, then.
Thanks for the call, man.
All
see?
Right, later.
See, people do watch the Olympics.
How much do you have to pay for taxes?
Oh, you care now?
Well, I was thinking what's fair. These people probably have so much money because they're in the Olympics.
Americans who win golds get a bonus of $25,000 from the U.S. Olympic Committee. Silver, you get $15,000. Bronze, you get $10,000. So obviously the government's going to tax you on the money. So if you win $25,000 for gold, what do you think is fair to tax you on?
$2,500.
$8,750 in taxes for each gold medal that
they
win.
That's almost half.
Right.
That's not fun.
Have you never paid taxes in your life?
Oh, well, I don't know the percentage of what I'm paying. Yeah.
Static.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, guys. We did win the bronze in the men's all around last night.
Yeah.
That's good news.
come on, that's still a win. I mean, you know.
Yeah, this is true.
I mean, that's got to give him a little props for that. I mean, the girls got the team, but.
Yeah. The girls looked outstanding.
Yes, they did.
So, that's right. I watched.
I didn't.
Did I watched.
Enjoy your breakfast?
We did. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, it was amazing.
It was amazing. We got to show support for Chick-fil-A without even actually having to go. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
My wife just texted. She loves this lady.
She's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Love her. Big fan. Big fan. So, yeah, that means, check this out. In 2008, after Michael Phelps won all of his gold medals, by the way, he won a record 8 gold medals.
So,
he owed the U.S. government $71,888 in taxes.
That hurts.
Yep. Yeah. After the information started spreading online yesterday, Marco Rubio, I guess he's a Republican senator from Florida, introduced a new bill that would make Olympic medals and bonuses tax exempt.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
I like that.
Way to go, dude from Florida. Static.
The woman did not give enough credit to the American buy.
Thank you.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Okay.
The U.S. is one of the only countries in the world, actually, that taxes its Olympians. So,
well, yay! Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we are, was it like $13 trillion in debt?
Yeah, I know, right? So, dude, we got to get some money back some way. Oh, congratulations. Thank you for representing our nation. That'll be $10,000. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up, going to talk about 10 Olympic sports you can pull off in your backyard.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I could participate in this.
Exactly.
Cool.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep.
All right. Right now, I am we. It's a song called So They Say. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction work. San Antonio, yep. Wyoming, as well as road construction. The left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. Median work, central between Eubank and Elizabeth, and I think there's an accident somewhere, but I have to find it now. Oh, I found it. Accident 4th and Haynes, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. You can call ahead, order your breakfast.
Yes, you can.
That's right.
Just call and have a conversation.
Get it on your way to work.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. 8:46 now. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And we've been talking about the Olympics. I'm going to move on for a second. I need to talk about something very, very, very important.
Which usually means that I don't care.
Wow.
Just.
You're a jerk. So, sweet.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got to be honest. I'm not on Facebook.
Okay.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I am on Instagram.
Okay.
And probably my least favorite thing in the universe is being bombed with baby photos.
Oh, yes.
Let's be for real. Babies are cute.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yep.
Moms are excited when they first have babies. But enough is enough.
Yeah, I agree. But are you going to take this statement back in a few months?
No, I will not.
Okay.
I'm making the stance now. I'm telling you where I stand on certain issues. We've been talking about that all morning.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you where I stand on this issue. My wife is due November 15th, and I promise you, no more than one a week. Because that's
week.
Just stupid.
Right.
Well, if you're one of those people who are haters like me, good news.
Okay.
There's a new free app.
Oh, good.
Called Unbaby Me.
Unbaby Me?
Unbaby Me. Once you install it, it recognizes baby photos on Facebook and automatically changes them to generic photos of cats, dogs, art, and other random things.
This is awesome. This is something I definitely care about.
I know. Here's what sucks, though. It only works on Google Chrome's browser. But if baby photos make you crazy enough to want something like this, you're probably willing to switch to that browser as well.
Dude.
Because, dude. Pastor Nate Heitzig, by the way, joining us.
That's like Norton anti-baby. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Come on, man. Yeah.
What does it change the pictures to? Because like,
just
what,
random.
Change it to dogs, and then you get sick
cats,
of dogs. Then you need Norton anti-dog
art,
or something.
Just random photos, it says.
I can't find the app.
Random stuff. It's called Unbaby Me.
All one, like, on...
You can't get it there. You got to get it on,
Like Google Chrome.
Yeah, like on an actual browser. So I'm sorry. It's not going to work on your phone there.
See, I like to actually repost pictures of other people's babies.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
I find that they stop posting pictures of their babies.
Dude, that is hilarious. So that's what you do in turn. You just bombard those people with their baby photos.
I've never done that. But.
I'm going to do that to you. I'm like, oh, I found this cute baby picture. That'd be hilarious if, like, Seth... Hey.
So here's the question. What is the most annoying photo? What photos are you tired of? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and take a vote on baby pictures.
I feel like baby pictures should be number one.
Number one has got to be the self picture where you hold your iPhone away from you and you take like
you
the blue steel
that
picture.
That look.
Oh my gosh.
It's up there.
That is the number one thing.
Or in the mirror.
That's the number one thing that I unfollow people for on Instagram. Self pictures.
Yeah.
What is the picture that you're tired of?
Yeah, that you're tired of.
I love my mom, bless her heart. She started doing Instagram.
She's
funny.
She started doing a couple self portrait shots, and she was like, "Why didn't you like my photos?" And I was like, "Because it reminded me of a preteen girl."
That's so mean.
And I said,
That's
if I was going to make a comment on it would be Bieber fever. Like, I mean, come on, who does that?
505-338-3700, the phone number. What photo are you tired of seeing? Static.
Hey, I want to second that. The pursed lips holding the cell phone in the bathroom mirror. And, ooh, look at me. Oh, I just can't stand that photo from anybody.
That's so MySpace.
Yeah.
My favorite is seeing those pictures. I think this is hilarious, and I know a lot of high schoolers, so this happens a lot. But it's the picture, you know, maybe the purse slips, but it's obviously a beautiful picture of them just getting ready to go to church. So excited for whatever today, going to see the Avengers. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Why is that a picture of you then?
I always want to comment on it and say, you're not that exciting. Stop it.
Anything that has to do with holding the little fingers in the heart, Bieber style, that's got to go.
Oh, man, I'm going to do that right now.
Holding the fingers in the heart.
I'm going to do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got what he's saying. All right. Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700. What is the photo you're tired of seeing? According to this new web browser, people are tired of seeing your friends' baby pictures. They really are.
Yeah.
So much so that someone actually created an app that is called Unbaby Me. Once you install it, it recognizes baby photos on Facebook and automatically changes them to random other generic photos like dogs, cats, art, just art. Random things. Static.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Hello.
Hey, I'm on my way to go do volunteer work at the National Guard.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's cool. Hey,
my least favorite pictures that drives me nuts are the duck face.
Yeah, dude.
So MySpace. That happened in like 2001.
Yeah. The duck
that
face.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the line tattoo, the ever popular line tattoo.
And of course you're referring to cleavage.
Yeah. No, it's a tattoo. It's this new trendy popular tattoo. The girls are getting right in the center smash dab of their chest. And the line's just getting bigger and bigger. It's weird.
It's so great.
So, yeah. Thanks for the call,
Sonny. It's terrible.
It's awful, right?
It's like
parents let them do that.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think they're monitoring
Reason
it.
Number 17 why I'm extra excited that I have boys. So, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
You
all
too.
Right, you too. 505-338-3700.
Like, there's no reason.
On this note, can we also talk about, like, hashtag etiquette for when you post pictures? There's an etiquette, and when you post 500 hashtags, people hate you.
Yeah, I'm like, why? This doesn't make any sense. It's just a picture of your dog by the ocean.
Yeah,
are
why does it?
Me?
Why does your picture say iPhones only and like cats rule when you have a picture of a sunset?
Every time I read the hashtag iPhoneography, I read something else the entire
time. Oh my
time.
Gosh, that deserves a punch
Static.
In the face.
Static. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. Doing well. How you doing?
Pretty good. I belong to a lot of figure workout people, and I hate to constantly posting their food.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, constant food posts, not my favorite either. But I guess in light of babies or line tattoos...
It's better.
Yeah. So.
Well, the thing is how many times can you do work with chicken and broccoli? Yes, I know it's chicken and broccoli and
I'm not going to like it because if I'm competing, that's all I'm going to be eating, and I really don't want to see it on my Facebook.
Right. Yep. Oh, man. Thank you so much.
I can't talk right now.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mysaticradio.
I have to like this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us what you think.
I'm going... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, tell us what you think. Okay. What is the picture you're tired of seeing?
This is hilarious. Nate says, the sorority squat. Groups of girls get dressed up and suddenly gravity triples and they can't stand up straight anymore.
Truth! Oh,
I've always wondered, I'm like, why are we bending That's over?
Static!
Hey, yeah, sorry, gotta call again. Anything labeled my BFF.
Oh, dude.
They all gotta go.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't have real friends, you got Facebook friends, and you really don't have a BFF. Go get a life.
There you go. Wow. 505-338-3700. Paul from Houston says, I prefer holding fingers in the heart, Mola Ram style from Temple of Doom. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great.
You know, I also hate the small dog pictures. I hate when people take pictures of their small dogs. It's like, okay, you've got a pug, you've got like a multi-poo squat.
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
I was like, no one cares about your small dog.
I get it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really cute.
Your purse.
Thanks for the photo. Yeah. What is the most annoying photo to you? What are you tired of seeing?
Or here's one. What about when people take the picture of something that no one knows what it is, and then they hashtag it artsy? And it's like, what is it? Is it a grape? Is that like feces? Is that like, did you take a picture of water? I mean, what did you take a picture of? Because it's just blurry nothing.
Right. I used to follow someone on Instagram, and they did that all the time. Used to.
Yeah.
Past tense as in I unfollowed. Yeah. And I just finally post, was this picture an accident?
Yeah.
Like, I just... Seriously, it's not good.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime,
they put something artsy, no filter. You don't need a filter. It's poop.
I feel like
really
anytime,
close up.
Anytime there's more than 5 baby photos a day, sorry, you're gone.
Yeah.
If you're bombing my page, can't do it. Static.
I hate the pictures of the 50 Shades of Grey. They're driving me nuts.
Yeah, dude.
That's why there's going to be more baby pictures online is because they keep bringing that 50 Shades of Grey.
9 months from now, tons of baby photos. Yeah, I feel you. All right.
You get me there.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. That is hilarious. Oh, wow.
I'm going to go through my Instagram.
505-338-3700. Oh, man. Yeah, Paul says, I don't like it when people try and force a meme as well.
Oh, yeah. Like,
agreed.
That's not funny. Or just pictures that are words, like just tweet that or something.
Oh, dude, yes.
I hate that.
Yeah, you tweet a photo of your note that says a sentence.
You know, the big thing now is people tweeting and Instagramming these e-cards.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's kind
memes.
Of frustrating, too.
Yeah.
The memes.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, that doesn't require a photo. Just text
just
that.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Static.
Hi, anything with spandex.
No. Spandex is a privilege, not a right.
Dude, but it's the Olympics, man. Everybody's walking around in spandex right now. What
they
can
have
you do?
They have the privilege of being able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, 80 pounds overweight, and you're riding your bike in spandex. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
No, nobody needs to see that.
Agreed. Thanks for the call.
Male or female.
Yeah. Amen.
I gotta say I'm getting sick of cloud pictures too. I see a lot of cloud pictures.
We do live in New Mexico, so there's a lot of beautiful sunsets and sunrises, and ooh, check out that moon.
But let's be honest.
Hey, I posted that the other day.
Well, let's be honest. Cloud pictures aren't that, they're never different. So, like when I'm going through Instagram, I see a cloud picture, I don't stop to even look who posted it. I just go right past it.
Yeah.
I don't look at it because it's gonna be the same. It's like, oh wait, that cloud has some sun through it. And that cloud, that's a stormy cloud.
That's a yellowish cloud.
I don't care.
There's a pinkish cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I totally
show
posted.
Me Superman flying in a cloud and I'll look at that.
Like, whoa, dude, that's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy. Static.
Hi.
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 The picture I hate, those pictures of them grinning, posing cheek to cheek.
Yeah.
I hate those. It's just like, kill it with fire.
Kill it. With fire.
With fire.
Thank you for
and
the
also,
call.
Just one thing, if I had a Facebook account and I posted cloud pictures, I would see like, ooh, it has some sun to it. I see it more like, hey, it looks like Bowser riding a flying mountain.
What?
That's on fire.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Amazing. Yeah, somebody posted a picture of like orange clouds this week, and I'm like, ooh, sweet. So the apocalypse is starting. I was curious when that was going to happen.
That's funny.
Carlos on Facebook made a comment talking about crazy photos you don't like.
Yeah.
It's not so much the photo, but it is this. He says the picture with Jesus bloodied on, nailed to the cross. Then it says, if you love Jesus, scroll down. If you don't, you know, it drives me crazy when it's like, you have to like this or you don't love Jesus, or you have to repost this or you don't love Jesus. I'm like,
chain letters are so 1990s. Just saying.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad you said that. My mom still does those, by the way.
Yeah,
I still get those emails,
and
it's like, forward.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
And I'm like, no, I get it. Wow, what did President Obama do this week? What did he say this week that all of a sudden now means?
You don't necessarily believe what he said, but you believe that if you send this to 5 people, you are not going to die.
Right. Oh, dude. Unbelievable. Static.
I get the pictures of the cat memes and the ones with the cats laughing and the,
right.
Yeah, I see those all the time. I guess because I have a friend that always posts them every 15 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think an occasional picture of like a normal, like it's a normal picture with cats in it is hilarious, but on the occasion.
It's not so much.
Yeah.
It is. So it's so funny.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we want to know, what are you tired of seeing? What photo are you done with? Apparently baby photos, number one. Yeah. So much so, there's a new free web browser app called Unbaby Me. Once you install it, it recognizes baby photos on Facebook and automatically changes them to generic photos of cats or dogs or art or random photos. So
that's amazing, but also scary that it can recognize baby photos.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us what you think. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got to take a quick break, pay the bills, yep. Whatnot. Coming right back, some Heath McNeese and more from you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction work on San Antonio and Wyoming. Looks like the accident has been cleared up. There's still construction work, Manal at 2nd, as well as road construction. The left lane is closed, Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and Median Works Central between Eubank and Elizabeth. That's your look at traffic.
That sucks. That means it's going to be difficult navigating through Breaking Bad territory today.
Oh, yeah?
Reliant K guys are in town, and that's like number one on the list of things to do today. Hey, can we go to Walter Wyatt's house? Hey, can we see the car wash? Can we... Just so happens that it's right in that construction area.
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Deal. Okay.
Driving
out with Reliant K.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
It is.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, dude, we've been talking about this. New web browser app that removes all your friends' baby pictures from your Facebook feed. So it's good news.
Yeah.
If you're one of those people that absolutely can't stand all the baby photos people are posting on Facebook, here's your answer. It's a free web browser app called Unbaby Me, and once you install it, it recognizes baby photos on Facebook and automatically changes them to random photos of animals and art.
That's so
truth.
Funny. I'm mostly afraid that it can tell that it's a baby photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if there's just a baby in the photo and it's someone else? Does
that is a good question. I have no idea the criteria. You can check it out on Baby Me.
Unbaby Me.
Yeah. There you go. Details right there.
Okay.
Static.
I don't like the photos of the noodles.
You don't like the photos of what?
The noodles?
Noodles. Of like spaghetti.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I don't like? I wish there was an app that I could install to our phone line, and anytime we have stupid people call...
It just punches them.
Through the phone.
Through
yes.
the phone.
Thank you.
Just through the phone.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And the question was asked, what photos are you tired of? Are baby photos number one? Is it food photos? Is it puppy photos? We want to know what you think. And you can tell us at facebook.com/mystaticradio. I know we've got comments to get to.
Yeah. The kissing pics. Please stop doing that.
Oh, okay.
says, Thebe says, the self-taken mirror pic with phone, at the very least, use a timer app or become interesting enough that someone wants to photograph you.
There you go.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Not yourself. Like, we always see your arm, like, in the photo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, ooh, weird. Diane says, poster pics by the hundreds, like the little memes. Yeah. Ugh. Agreed. Those are awful.
Yep.
Michaela says, pictures of two girls together or two guys together being gross and asking to share the photo if you support bi or homosexuals.
Ah.
So she's tired of seeing those pictures.
Anything that's any agenda.
Any,
to me,
yeah.
Any agenda.
Like, just kissing photos, like, in general. Okay. I'm like, for real? Like, it's not your wedding.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Tiffany says, throwback Thursday pictures. It's just an excuse to post a picture of yourself 20 pounds lighter.
Which is hilarious because it used to be flashback Friday and now it's throwback Thursday. I think they're going to come up with a day, a name for every day of the week so that you can just start posting old photos of you when you looked better.
Yeah.
So, nice. Good job. I agree with Tiffany.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're just joining us, there's a new web browser app that removes all your friends' baby pictures from your Facebook feed. I'm not that bad until you get like 10 baby photos in a row.
Oh my gosh, it drove me nuts.
And I follow quite a bit amount of people.
Yeah.
And so if I'm getting your photos back to back to back to back to back to back, there's a problem.
That's a problem.
I recently actually unfollowed somebody for that reason because I was like, dude.
Yeah.
Or when you're on vacation and for some reason you don't throw your vacation photos on Instagram, so when you get back from vacation, there's 17 in a row.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
You could have waited.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Help us out here.
Like, I know that it's like fun to go swimming and stuff, but why you gotta post a picture of you in your bikini? I'm like, for real?
You know why.
I don't
know. You know why.
Well, I know.
Let's be honest.
I know why, but here's the thing.
So swimming was the excuse to dress.
Yes.
to put that on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm swimming. I'm by a pool. Check it out.
Look,
check it out.
Can't see the pool, but I'm there.
Right. I swear I'm by a pool. Totally by a pool.
Putting sun tanning lotion on.
Yeah.
Okay, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like anytime you're in a bathing suit, unless you're at the Olympics right now, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it. Put your junk away.
Gross.
Dude, let's be honest. Why are you posting that photo?
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Junk, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the photo you're tired of seeing? Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do we got?
Crooked camera in the bathroom.
Ugh.
That's what she said.
Really? Yep. In unison.
Yeah.
Agreed.
That's
wholeheartedly.
Funny. Anthony says, the insanely repetitive Tumblr photos with like Justin Bieber's or Drake's face with the captions. I honestly care less.
That means you could care less. That means you have more care to give. So you couldn't care
less. Couldn't care less.
Grammar.
What Drake or Justin Bieber have to say. They are on Tumblr. Keep them on Tumblr.
Well, all right.
So, okay, cool. Anthony says, the horribly edited self photos with the cheesy heart and the I love you heart, or my BFF, smiley face, winky face.
Yeah.
Nathaniel says, dudes flexing in the mirror pics. Come on, man. You're better than that.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'll just keep it real in here.
Suddenly, we're not getting a lot of comments on Facebook because most people are on their page checking their photos
and
deleting
things. Oh, I better make sure
they
don't have this.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. On the way, got some Project 86 for you, but to get you there, Josh Garrels, one of the most requested songs on our station right now.
Indeed.
Good song.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I feel like I'm running through a forest or like a little meadow.
Dude, smiley face. He's my BFF for life.
There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. We have way too much fun.
Oh, is that what that was called?
Woo! Welcome to the show.
Hey.
It's Thursday morning, about 9:30 now. And yeah.
We're Steve-O and
Mitch. We've been all over the place.
Yeah.
Today. Talked about the National Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day yesterday. Talked a little bit about the Olympics. We've talked about this amazing new app that is called Unbaby Me. And helps you out when your friends post way too many baby photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that that exists. I actually looked it up, and it looks pretty legit.
Yeah, except what sucks is it replaces baby photos and replaces them with, like, random photos of cats and dogs, and those to me are just as annoying, so I'm like, eh, I'll deal.
I think those are at least
funnier.
I'll
deal with my friend's baby. No, it's not, because it's just like a cat staring at you.
Okay, I want to be fair.
Yep.
I know someone who posts a lot of pictures of their baby, but at least the baby's really cute.
Okay, there's only one person,
right,
who shall remain nameless,
yeah,
who is allowed to post the amount of baby pictures that they post because it's the most gorgeous baby I've ever seen in my life.
Agreed.
Yeah. We're in agreement.
Yes.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, Mitch, you talked sci-fi a while ago, and you don't even probably know it.
Oh!
What did I talk about?
She used Tilk's favorite word.
Dude.
Ooh, what?
She doesn't even know.
I love it.
What did I say?
I love it that I love that you call and you know so much about sci-fi.
I love sci-fi, but Steve-O knows.
Makes me happy.
What did I say?
Indeed.
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 That's an awesome word.
It is.
You
an awesome
need to
word.
Look at. You need to Google Tilk on Stargate.
There you go.
Okay.
One.
I will.
Yeah. Good old
love
sci-fi.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
I love her.
That's amazing. I didn't even know. Indeed.
You are a fan of sci-fi and you don't even know it.
What? Okay. Like, I like that movie with what's his face and, oh, Fifth Element, yes.
That's sci-fi.
Yeah, I like that movie.
That's sci-fi. That counts.
What about that one Tom Cruise movie with Colin Farrell? Does that one count?
Minority Report?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, I love Minority Report.
I love that
movie.
What about iRobot? Did you ever see that one?
I didn't like it.
Why?
I thought it was weird.
Okay. Total Recall, re-releasing tomorrow.
Okay.
Another Total Recall.
Good.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Albuquerque's own, sort of. It's
Recall spelled weird,
I call
weird,
him
huh?
Albuquerque's own.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually in it.
Local, but not.
Yeah. Static.
You hate children.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I know.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Speaking of sci-fi, a lot of crazies out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of crazies. Pretty sure they're not from this world.
Yeah. We were talking about baby photos, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And what is the photo you were the most tired of seeing? Let us know your thoughts.
Patrick on Facebook, he says, the self-portrait in the car so everyone can see just how cute you are today. Put the phone down and pay attention to the light that just turned green 4 seconds ago.
For real.
I know.
Have you seen some of these commercials that are like devastatingly sad of people who are like, you know, he's like speaks slow and it's really, and you're like, what is happening? And then come to find out, it's like, this was the text I was sending when I flipped my car and now, you know, I had to have like brain surgery. It's like, dude, these are awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But it's true. You know what I mean? We don't think about these things as we're driving down the highway at 80 miles an hour going or checking our Instagram.
I only check my Instagram when I'm at a stoplight.
No! Not acceptable, because then you are that person that I'm behind when it turns green. I'm like, do I honk? Do I honk? Okay, now I'm honking.
No, I've never been honked at for that. Never.
Static.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got a question for you. Did any of you catch that glimpse on the news where they said during the opening ceremony there was a UFO?
No.
That on KOB last night or the night before, and I was wondering if you guys had seen it. Supposedly they showed the top of the stadium, and in the top left corner, they were all a UFO.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to know if you guys had any info on it, see what it was, some gimmick or what, but...
I have not.
Speaking of sci-fi, that's what I heard.
I did not see that UFO.
Get on it, Mitch. Get on it.
I didn't see it.
Come back to the call, man.
We're not eating right now.
We're totally not eating right now. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Yeah. It tastes great.
Yeah. This ambiguous thing that shall not be named. I didn't see it. I noticed there were like 5 rings floating above the stadium.
Huh? I get it.
Those are the Olympic rings.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
Thank you.
Good job. That was good.
What are the colors?
They are all the colors of the flags. They're red, blue, green.
Come on.
Yellow.
Uh-huh.
And,
come on!
There's another one. There's a black.
Nice! Why?
Because they're found in every single flag.
In the world.
In the world.
Dude! Congrats!
Congratulations! I did it!
What do I... Yeah, good job.
I taught you something about the Olympics that actually stuck with you for longer than 4.2 seconds, what? So...
What do I win?
Oh, nothing!
What?
You came in fourth, which sucks.
I came in fourth?
Yeah, first loser. Yeah. Yeah.
But...
Wouldn't that be worse?
I was the only contestant.
Would you rather win a silver medal or not place in the Olympics?
I'd rather win a silver medal because you probably still win money.
Well, yeah, of course you do. But that's not silver. What it's about. Mm-hmm. But that's not gold.
That is what it's about.
Michael Phelps won silver in the 200-meter butterfly, and he was furious, man.
Yeah, because he's always won gold.
Right.
I'm over it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You know, we teased about how we were going to talk about the 10 Olympic sports that you could do in your own backyard.
And this is the time.
We never even talked about it.
Okay, well, we have to now.
I figure since we're already on the subject of the Olympics. Real quick, though, can I say something that makes me happy?
Yeah.
LeBron Braun.
James?
Yeah.
Ooh, look. Hello, I knew the last name.
You know what? I am so proud of you right now.
Oh. Thank you. Yes.
You.
I win.
You do.
I feel like Rocky.
You do.
Oh, wait. Did he always win? He didn't always win, did he?
Rocky?
Yeah.
He always won eventually.
Okay.
You know, he didn't always win, but he won.
In his heart?
In it, well, no, because, you know, there were he had to fight. Hey, and then like, oh, he's going to lose. And then, oh, he's down.
Adrian.
And then he comes back and it's like, I am the greatest in the world.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That was good.
So LeBron James, who just won the NBA Finals, he's the world champ, he's with his team, Team USA, at the London Olympics. He's the star!
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Not only that, I mean, he is LeBron Braun, and he's not used to rejection. His shots aren't really blocked, but this week, unfortunately, rejected! LeBron and several other members of the men's basketball team went on a tour of the Olympic Village this week, which, by the way, it's not exactly clear what day they went or why the basketball team isn't staying in the village with all of the other athletes.
Yeah.
But I have a few guests. One, they play in the NBA, and so they're better than everyone else.
Okay.
Two, refer to A, because that's what I'm assuming.
Okay.
But you know what happens when you assume...
My sixth grade teacher taught me.
Oh, cool. Sixth grade teacher,
sixth
really?
Sixth grade teacher.
Did you wash your mouth out with soap?
I didn't.
That's disgusting.
He said it. I didn't say it.
While LeBron was there, he started talking to Lauren Perdue. She's a 21-year-old swimmer from the University of Virginia who won a gold medal with the 200-meter freestyle relay team. She, she was hanging out.
Okay.
LeBron Braun hanging out.
Yeah.
And so he invited her. Hey, you should come eat dinner with us. We should kick it, you know? We should get to know each other. So they started talking at the dinner hall. By the way, can I make note that LeBron is engaged to not
Lauren
Perdue?
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
And, and Lauren said, hey, man, I'm not looking for anything other than a companion in the cafeteria. And, quote, he said, oh, I'm kind of joking. I was totally joking.
I'm kind of joking.
That's what happens when you get rejected. You're like, ha, oh, you took me seriously? I was totally joking.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. I'm going to go cry. Then Lauren went and talked about it on Twitter.
Oh, good for... Okay. I'm saying good for her.
On her Twitter account, it says, LeBron James just invited me to dinner. What? That tweet seems to have been deleted, by the way, within the last couple hours.
Yeah, not fast enough for someone to screenshot it.
Not fast enough for someone to screenshot it and make it national headlines. So LeBron James, finally rejected. I apologize to all of you Miami Heat fans out there.
No, that's ridiculous, because if he's engaged, that just shows that he's wanting or... You know,
maybe he just was wanting her to go to the
cafeteria. Maybe he was really joking.
Yo, girl, you want to go share some chocolate milk?
Is that code for something?
No, it is not. What is wrong with you? It's the cafeteria.
Okay.
And you all know that in the cafeteria, the chocolate milk is always tastier than the white milk.
It's in the carton.
Yeah. I always loved chocolate milk when I was in the cafeteria.
That's all I had.
I was like, yes, please, chocolate milk.
Why would I choose white milk?
Heck yeah.
That doesn't have any chocolate in it.
Yeah. Good observation. Wow.
Could be white chocolate.
Oh, man. Stop talking.
Just stop it.
We still didn't get to the games.
Whatever.
Whatever.
We'll talk about that coming up here in just a minute. Right now, brand new band to Static Radio. They're called His Legacy. Song's called Follow. Yeah. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning?
Static Radio. The band is called Before Their Eyes. Why 6 is afraid of 7. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Just about out of time.
Yeah. And
just about out of time. Are you going to be okay?
And I am so excited right now.
Why?
Because.
You can tell the world. Go ahead.
You're wearing black socks.
Thank you. I know. I know.
But I have terrible news for you.
What?
The wedding was yesterday.
Shut up. You know what?
But you're wearing black socks.
I can never
and
win.
They're new. And they're new.
Yeah, they kind of are. They kind of are.
I'm so proud of you.
Why?
Because you just saw my freak out moment.
No. It's like, it's family photo day, so I thought I had to at least dress appropriately
good.
Or something like that. Static.
Yep.
So, I know, right? But
anyways.
The black socks, they agree.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm so proud.
You taught me well.
I'm so proud.
So that's pretty much it for us. We are on out of here, making way for Adri on the midday show.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go pick up some friends.
Okay.
Dude, Matt Lott.
Yeah.
Yay.
Matt Lott coming by.
From Waverly. Actually playing bass right now on tour with House of Heroes.
Touring with House of Heroes.
Yeah. Who's on tour?
With
Ryan K.
Ryan K, you're going to show him around?
I love how it's like, dude, Albuquerque. Oh, dude, got to take us around everywhere. Cool. Which equals Walter White's house from Breaking Bad and the car wash and other cool Breaking Bad places.
That's so funny, car wash.
Okay.
Like, I've seen that all my life.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's hilarious.
But, no one thought it was cool before.
Apparently those are the cool things. I feel really mostly terrible for the person who actually owns said house.
Yeah.
Where they film, you know, scenes of Breaking Bad, because I can't imagine how many touristy people probably just show up and are like, huh?
You can't imagine you're there with half of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Just saying.
So, it's hilarious.
It's going to be, yeah.
It's interesting.
You'll have fun.
But, yeah. So, either way. Hey, before we go, I promised we'd mention this. I promised. We've teased it all morning.
Oh, but, yeah. I already forgot.
One of the most ironical parts of the Summer Olympics is that so many people show their support for athletes who are ripped and actually taking care of their bodies by sitting on the couch for 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
And staring at other people actually working out. So, next time you decide to do a get-together for friends and neighbors to watch the Olympics, here's a good idea. 10 events to consider for your own backyard Olympics.
Amazing. Let's hear it.
Number one, gymnastics.
Okay.
That's easy.
That sounds like you might need to have ambulance.
Sounds hilarious. Instead of trying to wobble your way across a high balance beam, why don't you lay down a piece of ribbon or yarn out on the grass and challenge your fellow backyard athletes to dance, leap, spin, or twirl their way along it without falling off. Me.
Okay. What about like a 2x4? Or it's like a really...
Maybe.
Something.
Yeah. Number two, relay races.
Okay.
Combine several track and field events into a single relay race for kids and adults to compete in together. The baton handoff, make it a bit more challenging by adding in leapfrog, jogging backwards, jumping jacks. You can put obstacles in the way, like tricycles, and leap over them. I don't know. Number three, water balloon shot put.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
That sounds great.
Fill small water balloons and see who can heave them the farthest. Or draw a target in chalk on the driveway, stand across the street at your neighbor's house, and find out who can hit the bullseye most often.
Nice.
I like that as well.
Yeah.
I like that as well. Number four, tug of war.
Okay.
Good old-fashioned tug-of-war. It was an event.
It was.
Until 1920, you can designate teams and see which one is the strongest or hold this event in the pool to keep cool at the same time.
Okay.
For those of you Richians who can afford a pool.
A pool.
I actually tried to convince Chrissy that we needed a pool in the backyard and then remembered that we have like an 8x10 foot like
area
grass area. So it'd be like the smallest pool in the universe.
Wouldn't be.
And she said it's ghetto to get the above-ground pool.
It is?
Yeah.
I wouldn't get it.
I have friends in Tennessee who may or may not be in town today who actually have an above ground pool. And it looks super legit
and
fun.
As Mitch Hedberg says, those commercials are only fun for 30, you're only on for 30 seconds because they're only fun for 30 seconds. After the commercial's over, they're like, well, what
now?
What now?
You're in a pool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
An above ground pool.
I don't think I've ever actually been in an above ground pool before.
Just wait.
Okay. Number five, jump rope. You can think of it as running with built-in hurdles.
Ooh.
Set a timer, go for endurance, see who can reach 100 jumps the fastest. I don't know. Sounds tiring. These are 10 ideas for events you can create in your own backyard Olympics. Instead of, you know, just sitting on your couch and being a couch potato and gaining weight, you can actually get out backyard and do these things while you're watching the Olympics. Number six, the hula hoop.
Okay.
Have you tried hula hooping lately?
I'm amazing at hula hooping.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Get a hula hoop. I will show you.
I can do at least 10 swirlies things.
Swirlies?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called.
That's
different. Turnarounds? What are those called?
Just hula hooping.
Okay, whatever. You can set up several hula hoops and see who can step through them the fastest, or require competitors to pick up each one, whirl them around for a set amount of time, then move on to the next event.
Okay.
Sounds good. Number seven, soccer.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't play a full-on game, but you can try to see who can bounce the ball on one knee the longest, maybe. Hacky sack?
I'd be out.
Yeah. Number eight, Marco Polo. I was actually teaching my kids how to play that this week.
That's funny.
Because they're going to swim lessons right now, and I'm like, did they teach you Marco Polo?
That's the funnest game in the pool.
Like, no. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
These are the worst. Are we paying for this? No? Okay, good. Marco Polo.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Marco Polo is awesome. Game on.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have a pool to do that.
No, you don't.
It'd be awesome. Maybe you just get Marco to, you know, blindfold him or something.
Yeah.
Hang out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Except if you have a dog like I do, make sure you clean up the clean up the grass before you decide to play a game of Marco Polo. Number nine, synchronized anything.
Anything.
Bouncing basketballs at the same time, synchronized interpretive dance routines, handstands, push-ups. The possibilities are endless.
It is.
Yeah.
And all that, I'm just going to be honest, is pretty lame. And I want to come back tomorrow with I want to talk about other possibility of games.
Other possible games.
Yeah.
The Olympic Games.
Yes. Because we're
Show
out now.
Show your support.
By watching.
I guess. We're out.
Yep, we're out. Be back tomorrow.
Adri's up next. And don't forget, next Wednesday, sticker stop, we're going to be in Moriarty on the corner of 66th, as in Route 66.
Yes.
And
Eunice.
Yeah.
It's by the stoplight.
They have one street in Moriarty, and they chose Eunice as the name of their street. And that's where we'll be broadcasting next Wednesday at noon.
Yeah.
Good job, Moriarty.
Come on out.
That's right.
They did a great
We're
job.
We're out. We'll see you guys mañana at Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Peace.
Yep.
Later. Peace.
Later.
Out.
Lates.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right, bye.